If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then Vince would surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. What's up, bud?
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Atomic Radio Hour, hosting the podcast, episode 102. We're in the same room.
We're in the same room, yeah.
Yeah, are you recording?
I am recording. What's your name, though?
Me, I'm Vince. I'm your host.
Yeah, and I am your other host, your 102nd host, Olive. How are you?
I'm good. What's new?
I'm going to have trouble not...
Yeah, yeah.
This happens every time we sit in the same room. I look directly at you and then not at the camera.
That's why I chose to sit here. So I can kind of...
Yeah.
And still...
Because, hold on, wait, if I can just move back... So that now you're in my periphery a little bit more?
Yeah.
So let's take a minute.
Today. Let's play a game.
Yeah.
Today's...
Patreon.
Is...
Brought to you by...
That's more than a word.
It's a phrase.
We have to thank Patreon.
We have to thank those people.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Patreon.
Folks to thank, we first off have...
First off, number one.
We have Noah.
Noah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Noah. You okay?
Yep.
Just like... Support Noah hardcore.
Oh yeah. I was crumping for Noah.
Crump for Noah.
I'll we, crump for the next one.
We also have Gage. Twice. You gotta do that one twice.
I'll crump for you, sweetie. Fucking Marge.
We crump for Gage because he supports us by giving us Nitro and also Patreon. Then we have Jordan with a Y.
Jordan with a Y.
Thank you for being here.
I don't know any more crump moves.
I'll crumb for you.
Do it. Do it again, harder. Can you do it happier and with your
mouth? No, I will not.
After Jordan with a Y, thank you, Jordan with a Y.
We have Danny.
Danny, thank you, as I fall.
We're falling for you.
Let's do the next one all the way back.
Hold on, I can go all the way back. Thanks, Marcus.
Thanks, Marcus.
Let's get back to the show.
Cool. You good?
Yeah, my wizard staff almost hit me in the head.
You need that.
I do need a good hit in the head.
Oh, I was talking about the staff, but yeah, that too. I'm in New York. I came out for a week because, you know.
Well, I actually don't
just,
know.
It's just, you know, being alive. It's just a lot.
You know, just like traveling. Are you okay there?
Yeah, this chair is like from 1970 something, and it leans back all the way, and I'm doing like calisthenics. So we've been hanging out. We've been having fun.
We've been hanging out.
Playing The Last of Us 1.
Which has been a treat. I haven't played it since it came out on PS3. And I like forgot almost all of the game.
Me too. I thought like other parts were different parts.
The only part that I like really remembered was the beginning. Because it's the best beginning of any video game ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And the part where Joel's upside down, like, shooting at the zombies in the shed.
That was way sooner than I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's where I remember... That's up to where I remembered. So I... Oh, and then I remember the school a little bit. Where you have to go get the car battery.
Yeah.
After that, it's a complete blank for me. I don't know what's next.
When this episode comes out, The Last of Us 2...
Will already have been out.
IGN gave it a 10 out of 10.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, IGN, if you ask Kyle, no game news...
Is good news?
Like, because it's all just, like, people don't know what the fuck's going on. But, you know, I really like it out here. You live in a really nice neighborhood.
Thank you. I quite like it here.
Yeah, you got a lot of good food.
Mm-hmm.
What was that thing that you had, that local delicacy that you made me try?
Oh, a garbage plate?
Yeah,
garbage plates. Guys, look them up. Try to make them yourself. It's really easy to make.
Yeah.
They're so good.
It was fucking... I'm a slut for some macaroni.
For anyone that doesn't know what a garbage plate is, it is a styrofoam square box.
Mm-hmm.
That's required.
It already slaps. It comes with styrofoam. And it's required that you eat it, like,
out of the styrofoam, yeah. And it's half of the base of it is filled with mac salad, and the other half is filled with home fries.
Yeah.
And then on top of it is either hamburgers... Or these special hot dogs that are only in my area. And, like, mustard. And, like, a Western New York meat sauce, which is basically
Frank's. Western New
York meat sauce.
Yeah, it's basically like Frank's Red Hot with like really finely ground, like ground beef in it with like a couple other spices and stuff. It's really good.
I was genuinely, when I ran to 7-Eleven, I was genuinely thinking about picking one up.
If you would have showed up with one without, and not one for me, I would have cut you.
I believe it. Yeah.
I would have buried a Bowie knife in your back.
Yeah. No, it's cool here. I like that it's like a city-ass city because I can just like get in my car and drive 10 minutes and there's a bunch of
And you
of
can
shit
get literally anything within 10 minutes.
I can do whatever
minutes,
I want.
Yeah.
I bought a Gundam.
You did buy a gun.
Let me show him off. I don't know anything about the show. I put him in this position because he was holding a pencil. Mm-hmm. And he's just... I built him on stream. That's why, guys, I always talk about the Discord. If you are listening to this, you should jump in that Discord because I streamed me building this and I enjoyed myself so much.
His head's a little bit cockeyed.
Well, he's looking up. See, I did that because, like, if he's
at least someone's looking up.
I did it so, like, if he's holding a pencil,
it's like
he's like, "Sir, yeah. Like, what is your job? You smear the butter. You pass the butter. What's the fucking pickle Rick?" So, like, I enjoyed the hell out of that, especially when I go to Japan and they're fucking even cheaper. I plan on coming home with like 16
like,
boxes.
That one was pretty detailed.
I paid under 20 bucks.
Yeah, it was under 20 bucks.
I gotta paint the lines and shit, but I need a thinner marker. Mm. We have yet to talk about anything about this episode.
We haven't. We're just here to bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, it's what we've been doing. I've been here for like almost a week. Mm-hmm. I like it here. It's really nice.
Yeah, that's why I stay here.
Fine. Yeah,
my roommates are cool. They're like my best friends. Except for that one.
Yeah. And now I'm here.
Now you're here. Now I have all the best friends here.
Are you sure we're recording?
I'm
incredibly anxious about this recording.
It always shows up right here.
No, I know.
Yeah.
So, all right. Because we're in a weird thing, and I normally write everything down. This is the first time I didn't write it all down.
Yeah, you have your little notepad, usually.
Yeah, for this, I just... I'm going to go right off the wiki. This is for Bunker Hill, the Fallout 4 location. I thought we should do something from 4. I don't feel like we really touch on 4 all
We don't give 4 enough love, and I personally really like 4. I know it's not your favorite.
Honestly, I don't think Bethesda gave 4 enough love. I really don't.
I think that's fair, yeah.
I think if they would have delayed the game by a year...
It would have been so much better.
Yeah.
However, you would have... put a bullet in your head if you had to wait one more year at that point in your life. No?
No, you
were very... Once they announced it, you were, like, gung-ho.
Yeah, but I'm saying they should have announced it.
Yeah,
they should have waited until the next year to announce it and release it in 2016.
You know, just let Survivor blow over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, what year did that end?
That was around Fallout 4's...
No, it was...
Like, dev time.
No. Fallout 4, when 2299 happened, I was in my junior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And when Fallout 4 came out, I had just graduated.
Yes.
So it was a few years. I think it should have... What do you call it? I think they should have waited. Bunker Hill. Bunker Hill is a location and potential settlement in the Commonwealth in 2287. Upon completing the quest, Battle of Bunker Hill, the player character can unlock the settlement by speaking to Kessler. That's a great fucking name.
I love that. Shout out to Lehman Kessler.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
Who is that?
It's one of the NPCs from the Adventure Zone.
Oh.
The characters impersonate him, like, for most of an arc.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not a real person?
He's not a real person.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
During the American Revolution, this area was the site between General... Is that Israel?
Yeah.
General Israel Putnam and Colonial Army, General Israel Putnam of the Colonial Army, and his British counterpart, General William Howe... thought to be primarily fought on nearby Breed's Hill, the Battle of Bunker Hill received its name from the primary British objective, which they ultimately took. While the colony forces were defeated, the battle was a...
Are you having a... Do you want me to read some?
Hold on. I don't know what this word is. Pyrrhic?
Where is that?
P-Y-R-R-H-I-C? That... has too many consonants and not enough vowels.
A Pyrrhic victory.
Pyrrhic victory for the British Army, convincing them to avoid further engagements during the Siege of Boston.
Pyrrhic, won at too great a cost or have been worthwhile for the victor? Wait, it was too expensive of a win for it to actually be counted as a win. It's like, yeah, so this side lost 1,000 people, but this side lost 999.
Yeah.
Just because there's one person left doesn't mean that was a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, whoever wrote this article for the wiki had more writing experience than most of the people who wrote for Fallout 4. For multiple reasons. One of them being, who the fuck knows what the word Pyrrhic means?
I don't know.
And two, Fallout 4's ending is just Fallout 3's. The railroad has a base underneath the underneath the complex where they prepare synths for extradition from the Commonwealth during the purge of the railroad, the Institute attacks. This complex...
I didn't know that.
Unknown the outcome. You didn't know that it had a basement?
No.
Yeah. This is an area that there isn't much about it, and that's why I wanted to talk about it a little bit, because I kind of wanted to expand upon what we think they could have done more with. Because I remember seeing this in the trailer and going, like, getting instantly, like, what? Like,
whoa, that looks cool.
Like, not even, yeah. Well, that, but it also reminded me of the Washington Monument from 3, and thinking, like, oh, what could we see with this? Like, what could happen out of this? Could we wind up seeing, like another radio tower thing? Could we wind up seeing, like some sort of communications coming from it? Could you see it as a beacon of?
Almost as like an homage to to 3.
Not even an homage, but just as like storytelling shit.
Okay.
Like William Tell. Not William Tell. That's the Apple guy, right? That shoots an apple off his son's head.
I think so. Yeah.
Jefferson. Jefferson put the lanterns in the windows, one if by land, two if by sea, right?
Yeah, and then Paul Revere.
Revere.
He wrote his ass off.
Yeah, one of the best Beastie Boys songs. You ever hear that?
No, I didn't.
Fucking.
There's a Beastie Boys song about Paul Revere?
Yeah, off their first album, off License to Ill, from like 86.
That sounds fucking
awesome.
It's
fucking, it's the one that's all backwards. Yeah, yeah. I got a story to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. You never heard that?
I'm pretty sure if I heard it, like, played,
yeah,
I would.
I'm 90% sure it's in
the I'm not about to copyright strike us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so I thought, like, maybe you would see, maybe this is... I also thought the story was going to be vastly different from what it actually was.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I actually, like, remember about Bunker Hill is...
The battle.
Aside from the battle of Bunker Hill, it was just, like, the little, like, shops and stuff. And the guy with the charge card, I met him around there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, like, right outside Bunker Hill.
No shit. I remember I met him in what is supposed to be, like, Southie.
That dude's a fuck.
I love him. He's the most ghoulman shit.
I know.
I think he calls you a...
No.
I think he does. I think he goes, there you go, you fucking... Like, he does it in the...
No!
I could be wrong.
We should probably censor that.
Should I? I mean, alright. It's a cultural thing. It's about Boston. That's like their...
I don't know.
It's Boston. They're fucking garbage water people.
Then what are we? We're hillbilly mountain dwellers.
You are. I'm not from Pennsylvania.
Gross.
I'm a Brooklyn sophisticate.
Are you, though?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I'm going to cut most of that. So Bunker Hill is surrounded by a large wall, only allowing access to the main gate of the south side and a small door on the east side. Just in front of the main gate is an obelisk with stairs, which is the monument itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's really about it.
Yeah, it's not very detailed. I want to know about the basement. Is there, like, pictures of the basement?
Yeah, we can talk about the basement. Just give me one sec. I just want to get some notes done, and we'll go to thing.
We'll go basement dwelling.
Yeah. During the escape synth random encounter, a man named Timothy will ask the sole survivor two directions to Bunker Hill. Upon the first time visiting Bunker Hill, one may be able to find Deacon posing as a caravan worker. The sole survivor may encounter the ghoul Edward Deegan, who later tells you about the Cabot family and all of...
Ooh, the Cabot questline is very good. Have we ever talked about the Cabots?
We haven't. We should.
That's a good one.
Yeah. While escorting Liberty Prime towards the Institute during the Advictorium quest, he will recognize the monument and salute. if you want to build things in the settlement, you can't go all the way to the top of the obelisk. It stops at about halfway. There's an invisible
wall. Wait, can you actually, like, gain that settlement to build it? Oh, cool.
Any place that you can fast travel to more or less that isn't like the Pridwin or the Institute, I'm pretty sure you can build on.
Oh, wow.
Because there's, you can't build on the Pridwin, but you can build in the airport down there. So not like any settlement that isn't a major location or like a building you can enter, you can pretty much
just build outside.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Actually, I might, one of my modded Fallout 4 playthroughs, I played survival mode, but like with mods to make it harder. And I got this really cool mod that you got to build your own little campsite. And you would, like, interact with the fireplace, and you could just, like, fold it all up into an item in your Pip-Boy. And you can bring it, like, pop it out anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that being, like, the funnest thing of just, like, never, like, settling down, but, like, going
constantly
throughout
the...
Yeah, like, you couldn't fast travel, you couldn't do anything, just constantly moving. And I'd, like, settle by the river, and, like, when it got to nighttime, and just... It was so fucking cool.
I have this idea, and I want to make a video about it, but the thing is, I don't know how to write it, and I don't know how to kind of, like, format it, and I don't really have the equipment to make it.
What do you mean?
Like, I need a couple... I'll tell you about it later, but I need a couple things that, like, I would need. And one of my main driving... not focuses, but one of the main things about it that I keep, like, trying to reinforce is, like, limited ammo. And the feeling of always having to be on the move. Like, a true survivalistic gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Like, like a nomadic.
Yeah, but it's mostly based within a big city.
Okay.
So, like... you would think, oh, the only safe place is the top of a large building. The only thing that is going to be able to know that I'm up there is people on higher buildings. And they're not going to come all the way down and then all the way up to get me. If anything, we're just going to see each other. They're going to take shots of me, so I have to find cover.
Or just be like, what's up?
Yeah, yeah, so it's like, do I hide on the lowest level, but everyone can see me? Or do I take the time and go up and take the energy? And
would this be like a video game or a board game?
No, this is like the perfect sequel for the next mainline Fallout game.
Oh, wow.
Like, when I used to hang out at this coffee shop with some friends, we were there for 4 hours, and I told them, like, the whole thing of, like, the city, the location.
Like the whole premise.
The cultural references, more or less what the story would be. Like, I have this idea, like, not fleshed out, but I know more or less what I want it to be. And the entire theme of it is how you said that, packing your shit up and leaving and going and, like... I really want that. I think every Fallout does really, really well when it has a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Like, New Vegas' theme is obviously luck and the hands that you're dealt and how to deal with them. Three is more...
And, like, most choices are a gamble. Like, you never know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then, like, even the DLC, and that's what I loved about Honest Hearts, is that the theme there was this theme of like moving on and doing what's right but still holding on to tradition and still doing that. And then
I need to go back and replay Zion, because the first time I played it, I hated it.
It's my favorite one.
I need to give it another shot.
You should. And then play Dead Money, because Dead Money, the whole theme of like letting
Sierra Madre,
go.
Yeah, I like Sierra Madre.
It reminds me so much of Fallout 1, like the atmosphere that and I really like the crushing difficulty of 1, of like that, like, if you die, you're dead. Like, the game ends. It boots you to the main screen.
Yeah, like, you're fucked.
It's not like continue or try again. It's just, and there he lays dead in the wastes, and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Wasteland. Wasteland, I think, did that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm getting at, is that whole, what you said, like, that idea of never having a home. Like, you know how Fallout 4 was welcome home? This one is like, what is a home?
Yeah.
Like,
home is gone.
Yeah. So, you want to talk about the basement quick, because you didn't know about it?
I didn't know about the basement. Tell me about it.
Sure, let me find the basement.
Does it have its own wiki page?
It has, like, a subset page. We get all the lore off of fallout.fandom.com. It does not. It has a cell. Like, I can see the cell of it.
I can see it.
It just says, Bunker Hill 01 Basement. So, just quick behind the scenes, the American...
This is exactly not what I wanted.
In the American Revolutionary War, the Battle of Bunker Hill was predominantly fought on Breed's Hill and not Bunker Hill.
I actually knew that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say it?
I don't know why I didn't say it.
Okay.
I was in history club for years when I was in high school, so I know a bunch of, like, weird American history stuff.
I told that teacher I was going to join history club, and then I didn't do it. And
it
I was
wasn't
so
for
weird.
You.
Yeah, yeah, I like history, but whatever. It
wasn't your crowd.
It was not.
It was not your crowd.
It was not.
Yeah.
The real world Bunker Hill monument. What's that fucking Muppet song? The real world Bunker Hill monument is constructed. Did I say it again?
No.
Oh. The real world fucking monument is constructed at the site of the battle on Breed's Hill. Therefore, it is much like its real world counterpart. The in-game battle of Bunker Hill does not take place on Bunker Hill.
Huh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's neat. It's something that I thought was going to be bigger.
Ooh,
this actually. Okay, hold on. I want to talk about something because this fucking pisses me off. And the other night when I was looking at the wiki, I saw this. It'll be on screen. There's a pre-war photo of Nate and Nora near Bunker Hill in Fallout 4. Fuck this.
It's literally fine.
No, it isn't.
I don't see the problem.
No, it is not, because it gives you a story. It gives you more story. It gives the character more story. This is supposed to be an RPG. Is it not? Are the Fallout games supposed to be an RPG?
They're supposed to be.
This, adding this picture, it's cool. It's like the Robert House picture, where you get to see him with Liberty Prime. That's really fucking tight. This doesn't need to exist.
It doesn't tell anything.
You know what pisses me off? You know what just pisses... Yes, it does.
You have
it
a wife, tells that you, pisses you off?
No.
That you were given a spouse.
You were given a spouse. And then, okay, fine. You play as the male character. You can get the power armor. You were in the army, so you can say, all right, whatever.
All right,
power armor training. She was a fucking lawyer.
Yeah.
What training did she... Like, was Nate just chilling in the garage? Like, come on, honey. I'm going to teach you how to use the power armor.
That's too much story for you.
Leave it open-ended. Like, I think Fallout 3 having the story that it has is open-ended enough to just be like, all right, now do what you gotta.
Yeah.
New Vegas during, what's the last one? The one with
Lonesome Road.
The Twisted Hairs.
Lonesome Road.
You could talk about that you've been to Dogtown. Like, if you want. But you could not choose that option. And then, okay, you've never been to Denver. Like... What is it?
No problem.
Okay. I don't know. This just bothers me.
I personally don't think it's that big of a deal. It's not really saying much other than these people live in this city.
Did you ever find the World Series baseball bat?
The one in...
I don't know where it is. I want to say it's in Jamaica Plain. No. I want to say it's in Jamaica Plain. It is the 2076 World Series baseball bat.
I never found that.
I want to say that same area, and I could be wrong, but that same area is, you can find a terminal saying that Vince is coming, well, I named my character Vince. It was like, Vince is coming down to give a speech about his time in the military in front of a bunch of people, and I'm like, why? Why? Why are you giving me more story that I don't need?
And I obviously don't want. Oh no, I think that's kind of cool.
Then they should have just made you play as Nate. They shouldn't have given me the option. You know what I mean?
I suppose. But, I don't know. I
waited for this game for a very long time.
You did. You had very high expectations.
They got rid of most of... They got rid of weapon degradation. And have you seen what 76's weapon degradation is now?
It's instant, isn't it?
It's not even fun. Like, you can't just, like, take... a hunting rifle to repair a hunting rifle. You have to break it down for its components and then find other components. I liked the idea because I pictured it like, okay, I'm sitting at this weapon bench with a hunting rifle. And then if you had like, I think it was called Jerry Rig, it was like a hunting rifle, a shotgun, a BB gun, and some armor. And you could take all the parts from it and throw it into it. Like, I really liked that.
I preferred that system.
Yeah. But this is a neat area. It's a real world area. It's somewhere you can go. I've told the story a billion times of me being in the DC subway and being like,
I know where I am.
Holy shit. Like, the Reavers. Yeah. It's neat. I don't see anything about the basement. I don't know why.
This basement eludes me.
Yeah. There'll be some neat pictures and whatnot. And a bunch of cool shit on the screen, because you should be watching on YouTube anyway.
Haha. Yeah, watch on YouTube, folks.
I'm going to put this away now.
Cool. Are we going to do something else?
There's a few things I'd like to talk about.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Oh, something I forgot to mention last week. I started playing ESO, and it's super fun, and if anyone that listens wants to play, hit me up on Discord, and I'll, like, add you as a friend or something.
I don't play it.
You don't spill your drink.
I'm not going to spill my
fucking drink. It almost spilled.
You'll spill you. Cyberpunk got pushed back again.
I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that.
I don't care. This is a game that's going to be way overhyped to begin with.
Yeah. I honestly haven't really been looking too much into it because I don't want to hype about it. I just want to, like, get it when it comes out and see how it is.
I can make my penis really big, really small. I think that's really funny because I'm nine.
Yeah. I can make mine pretty big or small too. Yeah.
I just think that's really funny.
Yeah.
I don't really.
CD Projekt Red has been pretty bad about their working practices. So if they're pushing the game back and it's like for the sake of making it less of a hell development and making a better game, I'm fine with that. Like, I don't know. I think gamers that are like, I want it now, or just like,
I need it. I deserve it.
I deserve
it. I deserve this. You work for me. Yeah.
It doesn't have every Pokemon.
Okay. There was some history in that one.
Fucking annoyed.
Why? What happened with Pokemon now? There's another fucking controversy?
No, it's just referencing the old one. It still pisses me off to this day.
Just. And you know what?
Someone
was complaining at work. This kid that I work with, he's a fucking Pokey fiend. And he was like, I can't believe that they're fucking putting out DLC. And I'm like, you know, if you really think about it, a new Pokemon was like $40 when it was mobile.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to put it on Switch and they're going to charge you $35 for what is essentially just the next game,
mm-hmm.
I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense to
me. And the DLC actually looked really good.
I mean,
I have the season pass, but I want to get back into
it. It's gonna fucking unlock more of a Pokedex that you don't have to pay for. Like, there's a lot of things you don't have to pay for once it comes out. Yeah.
But, like, to get the new zone and, like, the new, like, legendaries and stuff, like, in the new story, mm-hmm. it's gonna be cool. There's new, like, not gym leaders, but, like, people that act as, like, stand-ins for gym leaders. I think they're, like, battle gym. They're, like,
Battle dojos
or something. Okay. Yeah.
I think as a community of people who play interactive video games. I don't know why I said
videos, that. James.
James's videos?
James Vidya. my name's James Vidya.
This is my game.
This is my game.
It's Tetris, but upside down.
That sounds horrible.
I think we give Nintendo the pass too much.
I'm okay with giving Nintendo the pass.
I'm not. I don't think we should give anyone the pass. I think Animal Crossing coming out in the way it did, it shouldn't have.
What do you mean?
Animal Crossing came out and they took out, like, a lot of the features from the past games of, like, characters that have been there since Jump. And they're just like, here's the game, and then we'll add it later. It just, I don't know. I think we give them a pass for a lot of things. But CD Projekt Red, there is a rumor floating about, I forget where I saw this, that Bethesda will be doing a press conference in July.
Huh.
There was a post made to the Fallout Reddit that said something about there will be, I want to say July 13th. I don't know why
that's like coming up.
July 13th to 18th, something around there.
It's less
there.
Than a month away.
Like,
the 18th is a month from the day we're recording.
Yes. Yes, it is. I don't know why that, like, is sticking out in my mind. I'm probably wrong, but they said someone made a post and then they deleted it, like,
instantly.
Not instantly, but someone went back to check it to read it again,
mm-hmm.
and it was not there. There was no explanation for why it wasn't there. There was nothing on it, so
there's probably a screen grab of it somewhere.
Who knows? We might be getting their equivalent of an E3 press conference. I'd like to see more about Deathloop.
I do, too. That looks really freaking good.
Yeah.
From the PlayStation conference, when we saw what was new about Deathloop, it just looks fucking good. And Arkane does a great job. I love Dishonored, so I know it's going to be, like, the same level of quality.
It looks like a Dishonored I could play.
Yeah.
I don't really...
You don't really like the theming of Dishonored.
No, it's not even just the theming. I don't like the way the game plays.
Well, you've only played Dishonored 1.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know if you finished it.
No. I could get to, like, the third or fourth level, and I'm just like,
Dishonored 1 is actually really good, but Dishonored 2 slaps. It is
really?
It is great, yeah. If you play as the girl, the powers are different, and they're, like, really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think it's about everything I wanted to talk about other than just lore.
Yeah, like, that's
there's not really anything going on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still holed up in my house.
Now I'm holed up in your house.
Now you're holed up in my house. Next, I'll be holed up in your house.
I'll just show up. And I need to do laundry.
I need to do laundry.
Yeah, you fucking do.
Yeah. I live in depravity.
Depravity? Yes. That's a great word.
I love
Congratulations
that.
On using depravity. So, since we're together, I like when we play games, like on the show, like we do, like what's Olive up to. We bought Super Fight.
Super Fight.
So, if you've never played Super Fight before, I'm going to give you a, like, 2-second explanation. We're both going to pull a white card, and the white card...
It's a subject.
Like it's a subject.
Like a person or something.
The example on the back has a kindergarten class versus a pirate. And then a black card gets played.
And it's like a modifier.
And then it's like the kindergarten class can breathe fire and the pirate is swinging a shark on a chain. And then we have to give our fight about why we
think... Who would win?
Yeah. And if we can't come to a solid decision, I might be modifying the rules from how I remember.
Okay, yeah.
But if you can't come to a solid decision, because we're each going to get 2 minutes to fight about which one. I think first the three wins.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And then if we can't decide, like if you and I are fighting, we'll pull another black card
to give another modifier.
Yeah, and whoever wins three fights first
is the winner.
Is the winner.
We don't really need to shuffle it because we never played it before, so we don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, you want to do it like that?
Yeah. It's not cool. Like there... How would we even know the order or what's even in there?
So. Yeah. All right, so we're both going to pull a white card. Pull the white card. We'll show the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll take a picture of what everything is and how it's matched up. Right. This is your game. This is your house. I am sitting in your chair. You pick the first one.
I have picked a card. Do I get to look at it?
Yes.
Do I get to reveal this now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me what it is.
I got a secret agent.
Cool. I will get a cat.
Okay.
A singular cat.
One singular cat.
And then...
Do we get each get a modifier, like,
yes,
right off the bat?
Yes, we get a modifier, and then we have 2 minutes to debate.
Okay. Are these blanks?
There are some blanks.
All right, we just won't draw blanks.
Yeah, these white ones you can put whatever you want. So like
that's
could,
cool.
You can make one that says like Baby Frank.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's cool that they give you that option. Mm. And there's about 10
of
five
blanks,
each.
Yeah,
five black, five white.
And these are standard card size, so you can get just blanks online on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Like you can just get blank boxes of cards like this that have nothing on them and just make games out of them.
Yeah.
I used to do it when I was in Croatia a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
So pick a black.
So mine is now a super agent.
A secret agent.
Figuratively on fire. So this guy is on fucking fire.
Figuratively and literally.
And literally
okay,
on fire.
All right. And then I have a cat who is elderly. So I have a...
Yeah, my flaming secret agent beats your elderly
whoa, hold
cat.
Hold on. Hit your... Oh. Hit your so let me... So, and go.
Secret agent obviously has probably military training or like 12-ash training. Fuck 12.
Okay.
He's on fire.
Defund Paw Patrol.
He's on fire figuratively, so he's having a great day. He's like taking down like drug busts or whatever. Mm-hmm. He is literally on fire, so that he does naturally have a limited amount of time to murder your elderly cat.
Mm-hmm.
But you have... Well, how do you...
You have 2 minutes.
I have 2 whole minutes.
You can say...
I yield my time.
Fuck you. you're done?
Yeah. well, let me...
3, 2, 1. So here's my deal. I have a cat, and it's elderly. And it's an orange cat, like one of those creamsicle-colored cats.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
He's about 13, 14. His name is Patches.
Why'd you name him Patches?
I just like that name.
Okay.
He's seen a lot. He's been through a lot. You ever try to find a cat?
Like, one that is considered missing?
Just in general. Like, have you been in the house and you're like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know a cat never shows up when you want it to show up?
An elderly one?
No, just in general. They just don't do it.
Patches?
Patches does not show up. Patches does, he just, he's, you're on fire. I have to wait out you being on fire.
Do you really think, what kind of battle is it, though?
What do you mean? It's a fight.
Just a fight?
You have, your secret agent has to kill my elderly cat. One, if a man takes out a gun and shoots a cat in front of can presumably be his family.
Good.
The caretakers.
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Of the caretakers of Lil Patches. Lil Patches. Think about the devastation you're going to do to a family. There's children there.
Fuck those kids.
Michael Jordan over here.
This secret agent is going to pop a cat in it will also kill the family.
Because it's on fire?
Because he's on
fire
today.
On fire. I literally have to wait for the fire to consume your body.
But would the cat really be, if it is elderly, would it really have the mental capacity to be like, yeah, I'm just going to sit this one out and hide?
The only thing I'm going to give you is that the secret agent would be warm. And he would be like,
that the cat would love the warmth.
Other than that, the cat wins, because the cat won't be there. You ever go to somebody's house and the cat just hides and they're like, oh, don't worry, he's here somewhere.
He'll show up eventually.
Yeah.
Well,
you will burn to death if you enter this cat's house. That's 2 minutes.
Have we come to a decision?
I think the cat would win.
I still think the secret agent would win.
You want to pull another
card? I would like to pull another
card. All right, you go first.
The black card that I received is Knows Kung Fu.
So you're on fire, a secret agent, and knows Kung Fu.
Abso-fucking-lutely. All
right.
Knows Kung Fu. Let's see what your elderly-ass cat
My old-ass cat is now driving the Pope-mobile.
Now so. I know where he is. Location determined. I can pop a cap in his ass.
Sure. I think the second fight should be a minute.
Okay. Do we actually need to start it? Because we already talked about this.
What?
I mean, I already, gave my reasoning. Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
That's all
you
that I have.
You now know location?
Yeah.
All right, well, let me just give mine then.
Yeah, here. I'll just do.
The Pope Mobile is protected by Christ.
Like Jesus the Christ?
Like Jesus the Christ. Like Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the H stand for?
Hector.
Jesus Hector Christ. Is he from Mexico or Israel? Is he like the Secret Service for the Pope?
You're taking away my time.
I'm sorry. You can I give you 30 seconds.
Thanks. I don't need it. No, the windows on the Pope-mobile are fucking bulletproof because somebody tried to kill the Pope.
My kung fu, I think I could probably shatter through that glass.
I doubt it.
I'm on fire today, though.
I doubt it.
On fire today. You're too stubborn to ever let anyone win. So there's no way I'm going to win.
If you give me like a genuine like attack plan, I'll give it to you. You're just all you're saying is that you're on fire.
First,
I'm trying to hold my hand.
I'm not going to touch. I'm not.
This is a Christian show.
Don't fucking touch me. All right, his first plan would be to shoot the tires of the Pope-mobile.
Yeah.
Immobilizing the Pope-mobile for the time.
Uh-huh.
He knows Kung Fu. He's going to, Fist of the North Star, on the Pope-mobile window until it shatters. He does know Kung Fu, so he can definitely do that. He's on fire, might I add, so he will probably, have the heat in his punches to warm up the glass, even. And since he's on fire, he can do this in, record time.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm just driving a car. I'm an old cat.
You're an old cat?
Yeah.
So do I get the first win?
I'll give you the first one.
Yeah!
Congratulations.
I am the fucking winner.
Tell us in the comments who you think actually is winning these arguments.
Yeah.
Because,
And especially on Discord, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But comment first, because that drives our numbers through the algorithm.
Yes. Feed the algorithm for us.
Put these elsewhere. So...
Would you like to draw first?
No, you go. You won.
I get a white one first?
Yes.
So, the subject matter of this super fight is...
Oh.
Me!
Show to them? I've already won.
What do you mean you've already won?
I've known you forever. I've already won. Versus, oh God. Versus Obama.
All right. All right.
Take a black card.
All right, hold on. All right. Me, armed with a long electrified whip.
All right, and now Obama has... He's 10 stories tall.
I lose. There's
You're
no
gonna
way.
Forfeit?
I don't think I can forfeit. I'm not going to forfeit. All right, so here's my plan. Because I have a long electrified whip, and Obama is 10 feet tall.
No, 10 stories.
10 stories tall.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a Star
That's
Wars.
That's like 100 feet.
I'm going to do a Star Wars AT Walker situation and just go round and round
okay,
and round
okay.
until he just, boom, right on down.
Okay.
And because it's electrified, he's probably going to be getting tased a little bit. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be like, ooh, this is uncomfortable.
Now do it in Obama's voice.
My fellow Americans, this is uncomfortable.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan of this electrified whip.
I love that. That presidential hand. Okay.
Watch me whip. And watch me nay-nay.
I yield your fucking
time. Fine, you yield my time? Fuck you. That's all I have to say. The AT Walker strategy is just, like, tried and true.
So here's why Obama's gonna kick you in the fucking teeth.
Are you
ready?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Because I don't give a fuck what kind of whip you have. I don't give a fuck what kind of equipment you have or you don't have. You and I were in a fucking Walmart years ago. Like, I want to, maybe not years ago. I want to say maybe like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I put on some Hulk hands and I punched you. And you looked at me and I thought you were going to cry. And I remember you going, please stop. That hurts.
I was in an emotionally vulnerable time in my life. I am so much more powerful now.
Bullshit.
I've got an electrified whip.
This is a 10-story tall Obama.
But wait, who got there first, though?
Who got to the... Hold on, are we fighting in a ring? Are we fighting in, like,
I figured
a Dragon Ball
Z style? I figured it was, like, a Godzilla style. Like, Obama got big and just started, like, stomping around. And I was like, they sent in the best-equipped person.
And you're the best equipped person.
I have a long electrified whip, and
they knew
the AT Walker strategy would work, and they could trust me with that.
But I'm saying you have to get him mid stride then, because if he's like in fighting stance, his feet are going to be like
way apart,
a quarter mile apart.
He's 10 stories tall.
This is Big Bama.
I don't think I could beat Big Bama.
He also, let's be honest,
Wait.
Obama. He has the secret. The presidents, ex-presidents still have Secret Service.
You're right.
He has Secret Service.
Are they big?
No, they're 5 stories. No, they're normal size, but they all have guns.
I think that I will lose. However, I would like to spice it up and add another modifier. May I?
Absolutely.
Oh, my clothes are way too big. I can't have that. I can't have mobility in that. I lose. I just fucking lose.
Should I grab one?
If you want.
I'm gonna do it just for the meme.
Yeah, if you want.
It's gonna be like, but has no oxygen or some dumb shit. Shoots laughing gas.
That's a buff, not a nerf. I lose. I straight up fucking lose.
Yeah.
Obama kicked my ass.
Obama. Hold on, I gotta take a picture.
Oh, yeah, do that. Do that.
That kind of felt like a little bit of a give me.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's a big Obama.
It's a big Obama. Big Obama's
Obama.
Small person. yeah, pick another one.
Well, you won that one, so you can go first.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. What did I get? Let's see. I got fucking George. Can I get one that isn't
yeah,
president?
Not a politician.
Yeah.
No politicians for this round.
Fuck 12.
Fuck them.
Hold on, I'm gonna grab just a handful. I'm not gonna look.
Just
kind of quick shuffle. Because I have a feeling, because we didn't shuffle these, that they're kind of themed to, like, here's the presidents. And I probably just pulled from
a presidential
similar area.
Area.
Yeah, watch me get Bush again.
I'm gonna pick this one.
I am going to get this one. And I have, well,
I got, pick a celebrity.
Okay, I got a whale. You get to pick a celebrity.
I'm going to pick a powerful celebrity. Who's like buff?
I don't know. I'm not helping.
Who's
you.
Like a buff celebrity?
I'm a whale.
You're a whale.
Am whale.
All right, I'm gonna actually pick Sylvester Stallone. But can I pick Sylvester Stallone from the Rocky era? Because right now he's like literally brain dead. But back in the day, he was great.
Okay.
If I can't pick the Rocky era Sylvester Stallone, then I will get the Terminator Man.
Modern Terminator? Modern Schwarzenegger?
He's still pretty buff.
Yeah, he's older. He's 60, older. 70. He was in Expendables.
Well, let's see.
I'll let you pick a celebrity of any era. Like, if you want to have, like a young Leo or, like, an old Brando.
Then peak Rocky Sylvester Stallone is who I will be picking.
Okay.
And he is equipped with... He's rabid.
Ooh.
Rabid Rocky.
Imagine just, like, with his foam coming out of his mouth. I'm gonna shuffle some of these up quick, just because I'm afraid that I'm gonna start pulling out of the same thing. All right, so my whale, there's three of them.
Three whale?
I have three whale. Three whale, one Rocky, what, two rabbit.
I don't want to do the timer. I just want to, like, my case.
All right,
so peak Rocky Sylvester Stallone, he went through some serious fighting training.
Which Rocky has just come out, like, in the timeline?
What's the one where he fought the Russian guy? That one. That's Rocky III.
Is it?
I think it's Rocky III.
They're all bad.
Don't say that to my dad.
I said it to your dad.
He
said something to me about Rocky, and I was like, they're all bad. And your mom was like,
yes!
Thank you. Every movie. I just gotta fight. Yeah, every movie. I gotta fucking beat the meat. Go home and beat my meat. That's the best.
I think Rocky III, Sylvester Stallone, that is rabid, by the way. He's like all like hopped up on like adrenaline and shit. Definitely take out three whales. They are big, but they are slow. And they don't have like guns or anything.
But there is three of them.
There's three of them. It'll take some time, but I think he can definitely beat them easy peasy. He just like hop on in like a not Pinocchio. Pinocchio? Who's the one that went in the whale?
Jonah? Yeah.
He can just go inside and just punch him from the inside. He can beat the
giant whale.
That was a giant whale?
I don't think it was like a whale-ass whale.
What's the difference?
A whale-ass whale is not a giant whale.
Well, they're still pretty fucking big.
Yes.
So he still can go in and beat him up.
Okay, all right. He's going to do the...
Like one of those. Yeah, one of those.
All right.
Plead your case for your three whales.
Three whales.
It's like
where
three
is
milks.
The fight? Where's the fight?
I assume the fight is going to be in the ocean because that's where the whales have to be. That's kind of their turf.
Yeah.
Maybe even on a beach.
Okay. So it's not Philly.
Not Philly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go home. Because that's the thing. Like, do I instantly get home field advantage, or is it on a beach in Philly? But I don't think whales go to Philadelphia.
I don't think.
Which is smart because nobody should go to Philadelphia.
You're right.
It's a garbage city.
The city Philly, of brotherly whales.
Everybody in Philly just wishes they were in Brooklyn, and I'll say that to the day I die. Fuck Philly sports too.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Water. Give me some water.
Water.
Fuck you.
I think we need more depth.
All right, hit it.
So, Rabid Rocky is drunk. He wins. He fucking wins. He goes hard. His inhibitions are gone. He goes hard.
I'm going to pull another one. And now there's 10 of them.
All right, 10 is a lot of fucking
whales.
There's
13.
There's
13
whales.
There's whale. There's three of them, and then there's 10 of them. There's 13.
So they got
whale.
Backup.
Yeah, yeah. This is like the sharks and the jets, but it's the whales and the helicopters. It's like.
See, I don't think increasing numbers necessarily increases strength for whales because they're slow.
Yeah, but I'm kind of thinking of a beaching method.
A beaching method.
Yeah. So like one whale beaches itself, it kills
like Normandy.
Yeah. Like it beaches itself for the greater good, and then you get one that's a little more athletic, and then it goes on this side and makes like an L, and then gets another one there. So now.
But now they're beached, and I can and drunk Rocky, who's rabid.
But three of them. There's three of them, and then there's 10 of them left.
Do you want to get more deep on this?
You want to get another card?
I want to get another card.
I hope I pull another one that just says there's 20 of them.
Shoots poison darts from nose. That poison.
Okay.
It's going to take a lot of poison.
Okay. What do I get?
It's going to take a lot of poison.
The top half of my 13 whales is something that isn't whale.
Wait, it says draw from the character deck.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Oh, fuck.
Ugh, you get major reinforcements now.
The top half is a mime.
So they're mime whales.
They're mime whales.
Like
yeah.
a tauric
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
I could definitely take down a mime with my poison
absolutely
nose.
Not. Absolutely
darts.
Not. Now they can breathe on land. Because they're
right.
half mime.
You're right.
So they're going to go like this, and they're going to bring themselves up. And then when you go to punch, he's going to be in a box. You're not going to be able to hit him.
Yeah, even my poison nose darts aren't going to hit him.
But, okay, here's my question with poison nose darts. Is it like a... And it's
or is it like...
you? Or, but do you have to look all the way back and angle it perfectly? Do you lose sight of where they are?
Or is it just like... I don't know. I don't think that Drunk Rocky is going to win this one.
No, well, Drunk Rocky, like...
He's already drunk.
Fighting is a precision sport.
And he is drunk.
And if he's...
And he's rabid.
And he's leaning... Rabid, if anything, I thought was going to be totally on your side.
Yeah.
Because...
But now he's drunk.
But you ever see someone who's on bath salts?
Oh, fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, they can take shots to the chest.
You can eat face.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You can eat face.
That?
Yeah.
That was, like, a thing?
That was a thing.
The
face eatery.
I think the drunk thing is what killed you.
Ultimately. Yeah.
This could have saved you, because if it was, like... You would have been good. I like this chair and I don't.
Yeah. Like, it's comfortable, but it's also like, whoa.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Ow. Fuck you.
That's why we don't sit next to each other.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You win.
I won now. Cool. 2-1.
Fuck.
See if you can bring it back.
I need to bring it back first. All right. I'm going to pick from
what's here. Let's do this, because I don't like doing this, because I can see the cards. Let's do this.
Emperor Penguin.
Okay.
Now, question. Is it the type of penguin which is... called the Emperor Penguin, or is it Emperor of the Penguins? Like, a penguin emperor. I would like, if I get to choose, I want it to be the Emperor of the Penguins.
I'll give you Emperor of the Penguins.
Alright, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for using your manners. I have a hockey player.
Okay.
Just a singular hockey player. Pick your...
Oh, shit.
I didn't get a picture of that.
Yeah, whatever. Can't stop laughing.
The... And I'll pick... Has laser eyes.
Oh, fuck.
Hockey player laser eyes.
All right, so this Emperor Penguin... Wait, what's the turf? Because if we're on the ice, we're pretty much in equal standing.
That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking an iceberg in the middle of... Can we add a little flavor to it?
Sure.
It's an iceberg in the middle of the Arctic... Mm-hmm. But because we don't love our planet, it's melting.
It's melting, okay.
So we're
the Emperor of the Penguins can definitely swim and probably has subjects that can carry him if he wanted to.
Yes.
He can't stop laughing because of all of the carnage that is happening. Because all of his subjects are, like, pecking at this hockey player. And even if you have laser eyes to shoot them, just more of them come because he's Emperor of the Penguins. He calls upon more penguin.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think I have this big stick.
You also have laser eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, is it laser eyes like Cyclops from X-Men, where as long as he has the glasses on, they don't do the thing? Or is it I have control over them? I'm like...
You have, like, instant control over it, I'd say. Like, you would look at something and you can choose to fire a laser. Yeah.
Okay. Any penguin, little penguin boy that gets close to... Would you eat a penguin?
I would fucking eat a penguin.
I would eat a penguin so god. There's a Hannibal Burris bit about eating a penguin.
I don't think I feel bad about it either.
Danny Brown has a line that says, I could be paraphrasing this, but I think it was like, bitches smells like a penguin. And ever since I've heard that line, I can't stop thinking about what does a penguin smell like. I think about that a lot.
That's kind of fucking funny.
I just think about what the fuck does it... Like, does it... It has to smell like fat.
Fat and fish.
Yeah. Like, you know that, like, fatty smell?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna fucking whoosh them away. I'm gonna
say if they get too close, you can, like...
Yeah. So...
I'd like to get more deep on this.
Yes, absolutely.
I'd like to go deeper. Let's go deeper.
What do you have, two? You have two wins, I have one wins?
I have one win. You have two wins.
Okay.
Because you had Obama, Big Obama.
Big Obama.
And I got the first one.
Which was...
Don't remember.
Me either.
unaffected by impact, this is a game changer. Oh,
get
you're
the fuck
sticking
out of here.
Shit.
But that's just for the king penguin, not
well,
for the subjects.
Fine, you, then the subjects can go and just get... They're, that's fuel for the fire. But the emperor of the penguins, is, I'm imagining him as buff as fuck, and he's going to come for you.
I can summon an army of internet trolls.
That's not going to do... The penguin don't care.
Penguin don't care.
Penguin don't care.
Penguin don't care.
They can't
Who
read
care?
The internet.
Not with the penguin.
The penguin don't care. They don't read the internet.
So
they don't have the internet.
Hold on, I think we need to justify... Not justify. I think we need to clarify what, where are the trolls coming from? What website are they coming from?
The only website that I could think of that's like 100% troll is like 4chan.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
And they did Shia LaBeouf dirty, so...
It's going to be a bunch of shweddies and a bunch of big boys.
But it can summon an army of internet trolls. Does it summon them quite literally to the battle? Or is it like summoning their like skills?
I think
of, like,
I was thinking
people.
I was thinking like they summon they come right there to the battle. Like I was thinking the hockey player does some like now he's in Jeff incantation and they just show up.
Do they show up in like gamer chairs?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Did you ever see that movie? I think it's Grandma's Boy where they make games and the dude's like he like his office is a white room. But it looks like it's from The Matrix and it goes on forever. And he plays very loud industrial techno. And he's like, I am a robot. You never see that movie? I've only seen clips. I got a picture of a bunch of just like really fat dudes.
Just kind of sitting in chairs.
Like the stereotypical, like the South Park WoW guy.
Yeah, South Park WoW guy, absolutely.
Okay,
and they just
South
show
Park
up
WoW
and I'm just incantation summoning them out of the depths of hell, and they summon in front of me, and they're just kind of creating a barrier in front of us.
But Emperor Penguin is unaffected by impact,
mm-hmm.
so he can just like, just right through your barrier. I think he's gonna come up and he's gonna rip your throat right fucking out.
You know what I love about this game?
What?
I'm thinking about arguments for both sides.
Me too.
And I can't say what I'm thinking, even though I think like what I have is a decent idea.
Because they all win then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
penguins can, like, swim in the water, so he's unaffected by impact. He could just, like, dive into the water and then come up right up on
and
you.
Just go right.
And just right through your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emperor Penguin don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna give it to you.
You're gonna give it to
I'm
me?
I'm gonna give it to
Thank
you.
Thank fuck. I really think I was really here for Emperor Penguin.
Yeah, no, Emperor Penguin's a good guy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I didn't get a picture of that either. Whatever. The first two have pictures.
Yeah. I was very into Emperor Penguin.
No, this is it. This is the penultimate.
This is the deciding victor.
It.
Yeah, mine is Alien, like from of the movie Alien.
Okay, all right. I hope I get Alf. I fucking hope I get Alf.
Alf, why?
Because Alf, dude. Oh,
who'd you get?
Yeah, Justin Bieber.
Okay.
I mean,
he could get buffed.
Pick your buff.
Yeah, my buff is going
to
be
a 2011 meme.
Yeah. Can control machines.
Fuck me.
This is not going to be
Where
a
Where is this fight happening?
I would put that back.
I got 10 stories tall again.
Yeah, I want to mulligan that one.
Yeah. Throws knives. Throws knives.
I don't think Justin Bieber would be particularly good at throwing knives.
Why?
Oh, he's kind of...
He's a drummer.
He's a drummer.
Do you ever see that? There's a video that I saw when he first, like, popped up of him at, like, 4 or 5 drumming, and it's incredible to see a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old or a 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old drum like that.
All right, but even if you're throwing knives at fucking Alien, the xenomorph Alien, that thing's hardy.
Uh-huh.
She's got a... just go right through Justin Bieber's head.
Does JB have his bodyguards? I think if... Barack Obama had the Secret Service, then JB should get his, the Biebs.
I still think that the Xenomorph, which can control machines, by the way.
Yeah, but what does that mean exactly?
I mean, I would say anything that has, like, electronics in it can be controlled.
So, no simple machines?
I'll say electronic machines.
Okay. Imagine having the power over a wedge.
Oh my god.
Or like a wheel, like a
simple
machine.
Oh my god.
Um,
pulleys are the shit. So physics behind pulleys are awesome.
Yeah, so nothing gets me more ready to fuck
than physics.
Than a pulley.
Okay.
Don't even get me started on the fucking wheel.
I don't know. It's kind of out of my wheelhouse. But yeah, I think Alien wins. I don't even know.
I think we should throw another.
All right, I'll throw down.
I think we should.
Armed with a shrink ray.
Believes that they are invisible. Okay, I'm going to tell you how I win this one.
You believe you're invisible.
Believe I'm
invisible.
But
you are most definitely not invisible.
Absolutely not. This is how I'm going to win.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's hear it.
I have knives and think I'm invisible. Well, not me, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is going to get completely naked because he's invisible. He thinks he's invisible. And if he's completely naked, he can move and be stealthy and fucking... He thinks that his clothes won't make as much noise.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe he's got some cool shoes on. I don't know the man personally. I don't know what his fucking sneaker collection's looking like.
It's probably expensive.
Probably. He's got stupid money, and he's had stupid money forever. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is he's naked. He's got knives. Maybe he's got a belt for knives, like a Batman...
Like a bandolier.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's fucking throwing them. Like,
and the xenomorph is like dodging and weaving. And I could even shrink ray those knives as they're coming at me, not even gonna do as much damage.
You could.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say that you could.
I can also control simple machines. Complex machines.
Complex machines.
Electronic.
Complex machines.
Yeah.
What is a knife more than a wedge? I had to fucking clarify that.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
It's a wedge between your skin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think even Alien without these modifiers could still beat Justin Bieber with all of these.
With the modifiers?
With all of these.
I disagree. I think this comes down to a T-Rex argument.
Like the small arms?
No, in the sense that the T-Rex is the apex predator.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it didn't kill you but scratched you with its teeth, the shit that hung out in the teeth...
Mm-hmm.
Was
rancid,
enough
yeah.
to infect you.
Yeah.
You kill the Biebs, you get rabid fans wanting the alien's head on a spike.
The believers are gonna be after me.
Yes. You know who he said...
I can control all their smartphones and just shock them.
If they're Samsungs, you could blow them up, maybe.
Damn right. So I think I win. Well, how about this? Let's ask Shane Ivers.
Oh, let's.
So if you want to get our intro music, that's Feather Duster. You can get it at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather-duster. Vince, tell us, you tell us about social media, let us know who won the final round.
Yeah, let us know.
In the comments, in the Discord, I need to know.
That was actually really good, because
I didn't have a definitive win.
No, well, not even that. I didn't really know what to do if somebody won. I didn't know if we should just shake hands or...
Or just kiss, like...
I
wouldn't want to do that
but,
either.
I mean, yeah. You sure?
Platonically. On the head.
Maybe when you go to sleep. Because you gotta kiss the homies goodnight.
You gotta kiss the homies goodnight. Speaking of kissing the homies goodnight, we have homies on the internet.
Yes. And they're all in Discord.
They're all in Discord.
You just join the fucking Discord. Just do it.
Do it.
Do it.
It's awesome.
Do it. Do it, pussy.
You won't.
No balls. Join the Discord. It's
a romp.
It's a romp. I streamed me making a Gundam in there the other night. Jordan with a Y was playing Jackbox with some folks. It's always a good time. Jump in.
I sometimes just pop up at 3 in the morning and exist in voice chat.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
Yeah.
Links to everything in the description below, our socials, the shows, the personals. You know the deal.
Yeah. Another deal that you can get is you can get our charity sticker for Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
You can get that on the Redbubble. All of the proceeds that we would make from it is going directly to a Black Lives... Well, where is it?
It's going to the George Floyd GoFundMe
Memorial
that goes
Fund.
Towards
yeah.
his family and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get that there. You can get a bunch of other merch there. A cup, a mug, a duvet, a sticker, a stacker.
The sequel?
A snicker, a hacker, a frick and a fracker.
RuPaul?
What?
RuPaul's a fracker.
Sorry, that's been a thing I've been doing lately.
Just rhyming?
Just rhyming, yeah. Like, seeing how far I can go. Yeah, there's a bunch of shit you can do to help support us. So, as you heard in the beginning of the show, there is the Patreon. Thank you again to the people who support. You are doing the Lord's work. No, just thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I think that's everything.
Get a good night's sleep, y'all.
Yeah. I always say call your grandmother. I don't know how to end this fucking show. 102 episodes, and I still don't know how to do it.
Fuck 12. Good night.
Fuck 12. Atomic Radio Hour.